This episode is sponsored by Turtle Pearl Yarns. Casey and I have been using a lot of Turtle Pearl Yarns over the years. She discovered them and their trench coat colorway, which is, I don't know if we can say Burberry. Can we say Burberry?
We're saying it.
Burberry striping colors. And we've both made those socks. The unique thing about Turtle Pearl is that they have two hanks of sock yarn that you wind up and use, and you get identical twin socks. Their yarn is really beautiful. Have you used them recently?
No, I have a set of yarn that I'm waiting until
That's
I finish.
That's right. You have something special that was only sold in a local yarn shop somewhere or something.
Yeah.
That was a gift.
Yeah. So it's like next after this next pair of socks I'm knitting.
It's the next of the next. I was just looking at their website, and they're doing a great job of getting out new colorways with holiday themes. And I think we missed the Halloween stuff.
I think she sold out like instantly.
Maybe we'll see some more.
Maybe.
Maybe she'll get some more out. But we're already looking at the wintertime unique colorways. They have one that I can see here called Winter's Coming, and it's beautiful blues and grays. It's so pretty. And then if it's not out yet, it'll be out very soon. Mistletoe Kisses, which I'm guessing is going to be Christmassy.
It's like greens and red stripes. It's
okay.
Really cute.
Oh, you have seen this on their Instagram account. I can't wait. And I'm going to jump in there and buy some before it sells out. And which is good because we have a coupon code to use. 15% off if you use the code VeryPinkOCT, October. VeryPinkOCT, one word. You'll get 15% off your order. And something I'm really excited about for our international listeners, they ship worldwide.
Great.
Yes, makes it nice. So we can talk about things and it's not just for folks in North America. So for 15% off, enter the code VeryPinkOCT, and we will have that link and the exact coupon code in the show notes. Welcome to the Very Pink Knits podcast, the companion podcast to the Very Pink Knits YouTube channel. I'm Stacy, and I'm here with Casey.
Hi there.
Casey is the media manager here at Very Pink, and she's also producing the show. If you'd like to get your knitting question on the show, just email it to podcast@verypink.com, and please tell us where you're from. And this is episode 115. So we're going to talk about putting things in the show notes, pictures, links, whatever. If you want to see those things, you can go to verypink.com and click the podcast tab at the top of the page and look for episode 115. And here we are, ready to magically turn knitting questions into knitting answers again.
Here we are. We need some like music, or like magic sound effects.
You know what? You're the editor.
I'm going to find some magic sound effects.
You don't have to dream it. You can just do it. When I say magically, you want to have like a tingling-a-ling-a-ling.
Yeah.
Or you can just make that sound with your mouth and every time I say
No.
Oh, well. You you're capable of doing whatever. Okay, we'll see what happens.
You'll surprise you in post.
You're going to make me sound great in post, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, we can get right into the knitting questions if you want, unless you have something else.
No.
No housekeeping? We never have housekeeping.
I'll just say, give us a review and tell your friends to listen to our show.
You know what? I'm really bad at that. And Casey's always reminding me, tell them to go in and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Tell your friends about the podcast. You know, maybe we should do something. Like, I'm just getting this idea that we can do a giveaway or something. Can we do a giveaway and give away like some knitting thing to people, like the contestants are the people who leave us 5-star reviews?
Yeah, we could.
Okay, we'll plan that out and maybe the next episode.
We'll explain it. Okay.
Okay.
Watch and wait.
Watch
or
this
listen.
Space.
Watch this space.
Listen to the space.
All right. Please address this question. I know how to join in the round when the stitches are flowing around the whole needle as on a 16-inch needle for a hat. However, I always find it difficult to join the first stitch to the last when I'm doing magic loop. I would prefer not to just being knitting without doing a joining technique because the join is always so loose. But I find it really difficult to maneuver the first and last stitch together when doing magic loop because it's so darn tight. Any tips? Fern.
Hi, Fern. I totally understand what your question is. You're joining in the round when you have the last stitch is the last stitch of the round is actually on the cord and the first stitch is on the needle. And so you're joining in the round and you're trying to keep things tight and because you don't want it to be too loose is what you said here, but it ends up being crazy tight because you're tightening it on the cord, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. that is just the nature of Magic Loop. It's kind of how it works. So the thing, I don't have a great answer. It takes practice. It takes practice to find exactly where that tension is and where you want it to be and how tightly you want to pull that first stitch to join in the round. There are other ways of joining in the round, you know, different. I just knit. That's my method for joining in the round. Do you do any special thing?
Sometimes I'll knit a couple rows flat.
And right. So, yeah. Tell us about this.
So if you're knitting like stockinette in the round, you just knit. But I would like purl back. So mm-hmm. I would do a couple rows flat. And then, especially if you're doing something really fine, like a lace weight or something like that, because it's hard to make sure that everything's not turning and curling. And so this way, you know for sure where your stitches are sitting.
So things aren't going to get twisted as easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And then when you join it and then you knit along in the round, at the end, when you're weaving in your ends, you can just close up that two or three row spot that was flat.
Okay. Do you do that a lot or just sometimes?
I just do it when it's something that's like usually finer, like a DK or a lace weight. If it's worsted weight, I don't have an issue with it. Okay. Well, I think I started it when I was a new knitter and saw it on a blog or something somewhere.
Yeah, so. It's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm looking back over her questions. I know how to join in the round when stitches. Okay, no, she's not having a problem with 16-inch circulars because both of the needles, both of the stitches are on needle and you can't over-tighten them. I mean, you can tighten them, but you're not going to over-tighten them like if they're on a cord.
I wonder if she's not pulling that magic loop part out far enough. That's what I couldn't understand this question.
Well, no, she is. The issue is that the last stitch is on the cord. And so it's never going to be full size like it's on the needle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just, Fern, I wish I had a better answer for you. It just takes practice to pull that stitch just so, just right, to be the same size as the other stitches. And it is something that you do get good at with practice.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish there was
A better answer.
Well, I still think that's a good answer. Knitting takes practice. It's not an instant thing.
Yeah, that's true.
We know that. We've been knitting for a long time.
Yeah. Okay. Hi, ladies. After winding my yarn into balls or center pull cakes, I'm aggravated and disappointed to find that the yarn is in knots as I knit, pulling from the center. I do not notice any obvious issues when winding. Your thoughts? Thanks, ladies, for all of your hard work. Your podcast is one of the highlights of my week. Michelle from Michigan. P.S. Our breakfast tacos are not fit for human consumption.
That question will never die. That's like from 100 episodes ago. We have excellent breakfast tacos here in Austin if you're a new knitter, and the rest of the world doesn't.
Yes.
And we're proud of that fact about Austin. You know, I was just thinking, Michelle, I was just thinking about this question, Michelle from Michigan, because I wound a couple of balls of sock yarn and everything seemed to go fine. Then when I'm pulling it out of the cake, there are all these knots and it's like,
what happened? How,
where are the elves coming in and tying my yarn into knots? Do you notice that sometimes?
I don't pull from the center because of that a lot of times.
Right.
Because you get that yarn barf.
You and Steven not pulling from the center.
Because
you don't want the cake collapsing. And okay. This is what happens though. They're not real knots when I'm doing it. They're just like, they end up being just slip knots that happen because the yarn was twisted.
Yeah.
And so they usually just snap out. You just pull the yarn, they snap out. I can't explain why this happens other than it just gets twisty on itself and creates a slip knot.
Yeah.
Because magic elves, that's a little unreasonable.
They're not nice elves.
They're not nice. They're bad elves. Poltergeists tying your yarn into knots.
I think it's just bunched in there. And
yeah.
Okay. Hi, Stacey and Casey. I recently bought a goodly amount of beautiful, or maybe they meant godly.
No, they meant goodly.
Goodly amount of undyed Polwarth yarn from New Zealand through an Etsy shop in Australia. While I love the yarn, I think the shop owner must have put some sort of sachet in the container where she stored it because it has a very strong fragrance. While the smell itself isn't bad, it makes me sneeze and my nose run. Friend suggested storing it in a bag with charcoal for a couple of weeks to absorb the odor, but it hasn't worked. I live in an apartment, so hanging it outside to air out isn't an option. Any surefire methods for getting the scent out other than turning the skeins into hanks and washing them all? Thanks in advance. Love your podcast and look forward to listening every week. Hayes from Philadelphia.
Hi, Hayes. This is a good question. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had stinky yarn?
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think I have either. Like, I know the KPC yarn has a really soft scent to it. I find it really pleasant, and it doesn't last all that long, really. Yeah. It kind of dissipates on its own. But no, I've never had to deal with stinky yarn before. And I think this idea that Hay's Friends offered up of putting in a bag with charcoal for a couple of weeks, that's really smart.
I was thinking, sometimes I throw in a dryer sheet. I don't use them anymore in the dryer, but I have a box that I've had for like 3 years. And so like, I just got back from a trip, I threw it in my suitcase, just kind of absorb any kind of stinky clothes smell.
But a dryer sheet, isn't that going to give just a different smell?
It's unscented.
Oh, and it still absorbs the smell, you think?
That's what I think. I decided that. No, I think I've read it somewhere to put it in stuff to kind of...
Okay, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah. I mean, if it works. Uh-huh. The idea of the charcoal is excellent. Mm-hmm. The surefire option of for getting rid of that is to, yes, put it in Hank's, wash it. But if Hay's, if you can find a way to get this yarn out in the sun for a while, I think that's going to do it.
I even think just leaving it out. I mean, if you don't have a house of cats or something else, you could probably just let it air out just in the room.
But it's making Hay's sneeze.
Well, if he's not like standing next to it.
Okay, leave it out and don't stand next to it.
And then the whole house will smell.
But if you have friends who have a backyard fence that gets some sun, I would just, you know, put some little nails in the fence and just kind of hang it on the fence.
Yeah.
I mean, you see that I have stuff hanging on the fence out there, the plants and art and whatever, but I would just like hang it outside and just let it get some sunshine. I think just sunshine would really help dissipate the smell in the yarn.
Yeah.
I mean, as a step before you go to all the trouble of rehanking, washing, and drying the yarn.
That's a tough one.
Sorry about my cell phone ringing.
It's okay. Okay. Hi, Stacey and Casey. Thank you so much for the technique on the KFB stitch. My increases look so much better now. I love the variety of the podcast and enjoy the field trips. My question is to both of you. How in the world are you able to finish so many projects, especially with working and a family? I work as a graphic designer by day, but would love to knit all everything, but life just gets in the way of my knitting. Thanks, Robin from Decatur, Texas.
Hi, Robin, fellow Texan. This is a question more suited to you, Casey, because you have another job and a family, and I have I have knitting and knitting.
That knitting
dogs.
Is your job.
Yeah,
I don't knit as much as I would like to during the week, and you know, by the end of the night, I'm pretty tired. But I do knit every night before bed, even if it's just a little bit.
Because the winding down part of it.
Well, I'm cooking and cleaning up the kitchen and scurrying people off to bed. And,
no, but I'm saying the knitting helps you.
Yeah,
yeah.
And so that's kind of my time. Like last night, my son was in my room. I'm like, okay, bye. I've seen you all day. But my job is flexible, but I really don't knit during the day unless I'm like at a doctor's appointment or.
You're really good about popping your knitting into your bag to go all the mom places that you have to go.
I have a piano lesson to sit through and doctor's appointments. My kids don't play sports, which is fabulous for me. So we don't have a lot going on the weekends usually.
Okay.
And now they're kind of at an age where they kind of do their own thing and putt around the house or find a friend.
Right.
So now, like on the weekends, I have a chunk of time. But if they did play sports, I'd be dragging my knitting to the
sports stuff too.
So.
Well, now, a time when I'm just thinking about like my personal knitting and not my work knitting, which I do separate in my mind, my personal knitting is always on my lap anytime I'm watching a TV show or a movie or anything, right? I mean, I'm never just sitting. Mm-hmm. Are you like that at home?
No, sometimes I am sitting or just messing around. But going to TNNA, I was like struck by people who would knit at restaurants and they would knit.
Oh, wow.
Standing in line.
Right.
And I'm like, wow, that's a whole level of knitting that I don't always do. But then I was like, okay, you're knitting. I'm going to start knitting. And so while waiting for our food to come out, I was sitting there working on some socks.
Yeah. That's something that is more knitting than I actually do is to like pull it out like every single second because I like people watching maybe that's part of it.
Yeah. And sometimes, and I know you can sit and knit and be attentive to people at the same time, but I also kind of feel like it's not giving the other people my attention.
Yes. So if you're out when I'm out with my knitters, I knit mm-hmm. all the time. But if I'm out with people who don't knit, no, I'm unlikely to pull out my knitting.
Yeah. But this was a table full of knitters.
That's fine. So yeah, her question was, how do you find time for that when you have the rest of your life going on? I think the answer is that you fit it in whenever.
Yeah.
When you can. Like I always, at home, I'm never just sitting. I'm always sitting and knitting. And mm-hmm. you have all the mom things that you're running to and from yeah. here. And your knitting's always in your bag.
Yeah. And I've been traveling a lot, so I do it on the plane a lot.
That's great knitting time.
That's
I think it really helps with, because I hate flying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just like you can now, almost every airplane has a TV, so I can watch a movie and knit.
So it's kind of precious time. It's
yeah. Like, yeah. So, and I don't have, my kids are able to occupy themselves. So the socks I'm working on, I got most of it done on the plane.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah. It's a lot of knitting time. And if you're, anything for me, because I don't like flying, but anything for me to help the time pass a little bit more quickly or just like where I'm not obsessing every second, how far are we? When am I going to get there?
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of flying. I don't enjoy being
stuck.
I'm tall. My knees are usually jammed up against the seat in front of me. I can't cross my legs. I can't get comfortable. So
that's
part of it. Anyway, okay. Enough about me.
All right. Hello, Stacy and Casey. First, let me say that the podcast and sponsors have been wonderful. You are exposing me to a lot of new interesting products that are fabulous. I found Della Q through you, and my husband is anxiously awaiting for me to attempt my first sweater because he already has a few wishes from the Ribbed magazine.
That's so nice to hear because mm-hmm. we work with sponsors, but you and I always want to use the products so that we can recommend the products from the sponsors mm-hmm. because we do, like she's talking about Della Q and Ribbed magazine. Those are great brands mm-hmm. that we were happy to, actually, yeah, Rib did buy one.
It was early.
Early in the podcast. They bought one ad. And I've been working with Della Q in the videos and stuff for years now. But mm-hmm. We talked about Rib magazine just because we were loving the magazine. Mm-hmm. And long before they ever bought an ad. Turtle Pearl's the same way. We talked about them for a long time before they ever bought the ad.
Yeah.
This happens a lot. I'm glad to hear her say that she likes that part of it because we do really work hard to make sure that part of it is products that we really recommend and feel strongly about.
Yeah. I have three related questions. What type of bag do you carry your knitting in while taking it on the go, like to friend's house or a ball game? What type of bag do you keep your notions in? I have the Nancy case, and that's perfect for the small stuff. While I like clear pouches, they often seem crammed, and I don't like digging because everything ends up outside the bag. How many toolkits do you have? I like to knit one project at a time, so I only have one, but my knitting friends seem to have toolkits for every day of the week. Pictures would be awesome if you have any. Thanks again for all you do. LaTanya from Hawaii.
Okay. Do you want to answer these first? She has so many questions.
Now that I have cats, I have to have bags that have zippers or closures.
And you've been having a problem with that because your yarn gets caught in the zipper and then you email me and say, how do I fix this?
But my cat is so funny. She when animals will catch some prey and then they're like, she'll meow. She has a certain distinct meow, like she's caught something.
Well, you're probably using wool and she smells the animal on it.
She'll get it and she'll take it under my bed and then I hear her meowing like, I caught this thing. I'm like, oh no, she's got something of mine. It's so crazy.
Is it usually yarn or is it something?
It's usually yarn or every once in a while it's a sock.
Okay.
But it's just so, like the other night it happened and she's making that meow. I was like, oh no.
What does
and
she
so
have?
I look under the bed and she'd grab this ball of yarn that I had out. So anyway.
You have to have safe.
So I have to have some kind of like latch. So I have this one bag that I got and right now I can't remember the name of the company, but it has like a, not a zipper, but like a latch closure like you would on like an old belt or something.
Okay. We'll find it linked to it in the show.
I mean, I have so many like different tote bags. You get a tote bag every time you turn around. And so I'll use that and I'll just tie up the straps when it's not in use.
Well, you have multiple projects going too. Mm-hmm. So you probably have like a lot of different bags.
I do.
Every bag under the sun going. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'll put it in. And then my toolkit. I have one toolkit that's basically like a zippered pencil case that I keep like the majority of my stuff. But if I'm going between projects, I'll have another little pouch where I just have the essentials, like a tapestry needle or whatever I need for that project.
Right.
So
Okay, for me, like your priority is to keep things away from cats and to have all of your projects going. My priority is I don't like digging for things. And actually, that's something that LaTanya says here. I don't like digging for things. I basically would work from like a big yarn bowl all the time mm-hmm. because I don't want to dig. So if I'm using like a tote bag, which I have some really, you gave me a great tote bag for my birthday. Mm-hmm. When I'm using those tote bags, I tend to like put my project in there and it's, I don't put like my whole, the contents of my purse or anything in there. Mm-hmm. I have a separate bag for that. So it's just my knitting project and the pattern. I'm not digging for stuff. So, but like here at home with my back and forth, you know, from my office to, you know, outside knitting or knitting from the TV. I have my field bag, Fringe mm-hmm. Supply Company field mm-hmm. bag, which is basically a fabric yarn bowl, mm-hmm. right? Because everything's open. You're not digging for stuff. That's kind of my knit at home thing. I also have another podcast sponsor, Big Blue Mama. Mm-hmm. I have one of her baskets that I use all the time. Like when I was doing my tempestry projects or bigger things, my obvious shawl is in there now. And then as far as the toolkits go, I've linked to this a lot of times. There's a little Nancy's Knit Knacks. I'm not sure what it was originally designed for. It's a little fold-up notions case that you open it, you unfold it, and then there are a bunch of little compartments with snap closures on it so I can keep tapestry needles and stitch markers and little coilless safety pins and stuff all in their own little, it's like a mm-hmm. teeny tiny little tackle box. Mm-hmm. Have you seen it?
I think so. I've okay. seen pictures of it, I think.
Oh, yeah, I've been carrying around the same thing for so many years. It's that doesn't surprise me. You've seen pictures of it. She asks, how many toolkits do you have? I really just have one, don't you? You don't keep a separate toolkit in each yarn?
No, I'll have like the main toolkit with my main stuff, but then sometimes I'll just grab a few yeah. things that I need for the others.
I would agree with that. Same thing I do. Like if I know I'm going to knitting and I'm going to need to change yarn, I will grab tapestry needle and scissors, mm-hmm. but not yeah. take my whole kit with me.
Yeah, because right? like when I travel on a plane, I can't take scissors, so I have like a reduced size
right.
bag.
The rest of the stuff is checked.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those are all good questions. I guess she wants pictures.
I did a blog post about it that we can link to a few months
ago. Okay, let's do that. And also the bag that you're saying you can't remember the name of. I've been interested in that bag because it is kind of like that same yarn bowl shape, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a round base, and it's handmade I think it's Madder Root, M-A-D-D-E-R.
That sounds right, yes.
And then she screen prints some cute designs on it, but I really love it. Like, you, like, roll it down and then latch it.
Right.
So, and then
I've got the small one. But you can also use the latch to close it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've got a small one, but she also has a bigger one, too, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now I want one. You're a great salesperson.
Thanks.
Casey, that's all we have time for this week. So, if people want to find you online...
My website is kcknits.com, and that's the letter K and the letter C.
Okay, and all your social media buttons are there. And you can find me at, of course, the Very Pink Knits YouTube channel and verypink.com. And so that is all for this week. So until next week, stay warm, my friends.